I can't say when I became possessed by the sound of you. I had a good life, really. A charmed life. Except for, you know, the sex. Not that it was bad. It just wasn't. It wasn't. Okay, it wasn't any fucking good. I was always left wanting. Orgasms were elusive. They existed in the same world as the phoenix or a unicorn. Then one day, a day like any other, I googled erotic audios for women. That was the day that I exited the highway, took a left turn on an unmarked street, crunched down a gravel road, and bumped down a dirt track. And when that ran out, I got out of my car and followed a trail into the deep, dark woods. And now, I don't know where the fuck I am, but wherever I am these days, whatever I'm doing, you're there too. You fucking haunt me. You follow me everywhere. To the kitchen. When I lean forward to put the dishes away. As soon as my belly touched the curved edge of the counter, I hear your voice in my ear. I feel the length of your body behind me. All my senses flicker and light up. Dark back alley to Vegas Strip, just like that. I smell the testosterone. That scent of man and musk. And I feel your breath against the curve of my ear. I shudder down my spine and up my back. I drag my lower lip into my mouth and pin it with my teeth, sweeping it with my tongue. If you were here, I think that's all the encouragement my pussy needs. The greedy bitch. The wanton trollop. The small of my back curves. My ass thrusts out and tips up. My stance widens, and there's a moment when I shiver from head to toe at the thought of you filling me. My muscles tense. That sweet throb fires up in my pussy. My chin tilts up. I am waiting. Every line of my body is needy and eager. My head slightly turns to the right, exposing the curve of my throat. Your lips compress. Here. Right here. Then I hear a car door. Or my phone vibrates, or the dog barks and I blink. I collect myself and I shake off the urge to slide my hand between my legs. I refuse to give in to it. And I squirm. decorum where I stand. My control is pretty good. A moment later, I've regained my composure. My posture is perfect, and only the pink flush on my cheek gives me away. That, and the soaking, the wet soaking of my panties like the drip of an IV. When I am at the gym on the row machine, it's for my health, you understand. And all those lovely endorphins. I get out of my head and into my body. Into the pool of my arms. Push of my thighs and calves. One moment I'm focused on maintaining correct form and counting strokes. Counting strokes, stroking. The next moment, my blood is hot and reckless. A pulse is pounding in my throat, pounding in my pussy. The wet gussets of my panties dragging against the defenseless clit. The way your voice encourages my fingers to slide. You're beneath me, looking up. My pace is slow and steady. Rhythmic push and slide. Back and forth. Your strong hands cup my ass with tight fingers. Your hooded dark eyes gaze with lust. Your voice is moaning, low and rough. And you say, ride me. Fuck, baby, grind. I blink and I realize where I am. I'm on a damned machine at the gym. Trying not to arch my back and fucking moan out loud. My face heats and the blush of shame masks the blush of arousal. But my nipples are hard and pointed, and my sports bra isn't covering shit. My toes curl and clutch and curl inside my Chuck Taylors. There's a damp patch blooming dead center on the crotch of my yoga pants. My eyes are unfocused and my breathing is ragged, and the man on the elliptical is staring at me like he's a German shepherd and I just blew a dog whistle. Fuck. I was hoping there was no witnesses. I'll bet he can smell my pheromones pouring off me from across the room. I'm so close. Damn it. So goddamn close. Two more strokes and I'd come. This is crazy. Driving home, I know better than to slip my hands between my legs. Even though my needy pussy is lying to me. It doesn't count if your clothes are on. Fuck. I need relief from this aching. I'll be more efficient. I'll be more productive. This hot ache is not going away by itself. Admit it. Just pull over on this quiet suburban street next to that lot with the trees. You don't have to do anything. Just pull over. Who knew my pussy had the seductive wiles of Dita Von Teese? But she's not my crack. The C4 that blows up in my brain? No. That would be your voice. No one can see. It won't take long. You're halfway there. You know you want to. Fuck. So close. Go for it. I want you to. Come for me. Do it. If I think about your voice for even an instant, I hear you. Like you're picking up the thread of a conversation that we are having about desire. And about satisfaction. The sound of you is so clear in my mind. Low and warm. And rough as a cat's tongue. Refined British filth wraps me like cashmere. I am gone for the timbre and the cadence and the growl of your voice. Your dominant tone. Your voice sounds like strong hands feel parting my thighs. Thinking about your hands leads my mind to the thought of you touching me. I spare a final wistful thought for my wide, comfortable bed with my earbuds right there. Bucket. I pull over and jerk the shift into park. I lean the seat back, tug and push and pull my yoga pants to my knees. And oh God, my clit is so stiff. So swollen, so needy. I am burning up from the center out. Oh, I suck my ring finger and middle finger into my mouth. And the game is on. Images flash along. The sensations. Oh, I wish these fingers were yours. Oh, or the head of your cock. I make my fingers into a V and glide them along my pussy lips, pressing them tighter. Or, oh God, your mouth. Any part of you that you would be willing to share with me, what would make you crazy? Oh God, my mind veers off after that thought. I want to make you feel good. I want to get my hands on you so fucking much. I get wild when I think about it. How much I want to take your face into my hands and slide my tongue into your mouth. I've blown past sweet kisses. I'm so hot for you. I'm past foreplay. I just want to make you hot, aching, and horny, willing to do whatever it takes to get off. Just like I am right now. You're a bitch. You're a wanton creature. A woman lost to the shame and propriety, who has zero fucks to give if she gets caught. I'm fucking crave that. The sound of you. You just don't know how fast it turns that crank inside me. How hot you make me. I light up everywhere and my pussy heats like a goddamn kiln. I'm so swollen. I'm so lush. My panties are sopping. It's a disgrace, and I don't care. I pitch myself into my favorite fantasy. Never fail to get me there, fantasy. We're driving on a back road with the windows down. I lean over and pull down your zipper and suck you into my mouth. Very carefully at first, then wetter, sloppier, deeper, more and more reckless. Until you have to pull off onto the shoulder. You pull me onto you. And we're kissing. And kissing. And kissing while I straddle you. Kneel up with my hands on your shoulders. And you pull your wet, hard cock upright, and I start to sink down. Fuck, so good, so full, so deep. God, I'm close. I want to come. Please. Please tell me you want to come. You want me to come. And your voice. Your voice says, do it. Do it. Make yourself come. Right here. Right now. Do it for me. Oh, that's my good girl. Come for me. Oh, I grind against my head, grip my headrest with my free hand, and my hips lift and thrust and circle in perfect syncopated rhythm. Oh, God, I wish your mouth was on me. I could grip your hair and weave that figure eight on your tongue. Oh, it would take no time at all. I'd fucking shake to pieces. Oh, come with me, please, please. I want to fuck you so bad. Flood my pussy with your cum. Now, now. Oh, God, no. Oh, fuck. Here's what I don't know. What kind of apparition are you? Should I banish you? Or summon you? Whenever I want you, you come for me. And I come for you. And it's fucking delicious. But I should quit you. I really should. In fact, I will. This very day. I'll start by deleting the Reddit app from my phone and... Wait. Is that... Did you just post a new audio?